extensive furloughs at the FAA, Texas settles its objections to the American-U.S. Airways merger, and you're now free to use your electronic device. Almost. This is Aero News for Thursday, October 3rd, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. Extensive furloughs are underway at the FAA thanks to the government shutdown. A DOT document released September 27th indicated that while over 30,000 FAA employees would remain on the job, some 15,000 plus would be furloughed. Among the suspended activities while this is ongoing, aviation rulemaking, facility security inspections, evaluations, and audits, routine personnel security background investigations, development, operational testing, and evaluation of next-gen technologies, development of next-gen safety standards, and much, much more. Overall, the DOT will furlough over 18,000 workers across its various departments. The FAA says its employees should listen to public broadcast for information that the government shutdown has been solved with a congressional action to fund the government, and they will then be expected to return to work on their next regular duty day. In addition, the FAA says they'll place return-to-duty information on their employee website and their toll-free number. FAA managers can also call their employees to ensure staff members are aware they've been recalled to duty. Well, whenever that happens, anyway. Texas Attorney General Greg Abbott announced on Tuesday that a settlement has been reached with American Airlines and U.S. Airways concerning the proposed merger of the two. The settlement resolves the state's objections to the merger, with American Airlines agreeing to maintain daily service to rural airports across the state of Texas. Additionally, the airlines entered into a binding agreement to maintain the merged company's headquarters in the DFW metropolitan area. The result is a settlement that, of course, serves the best interest of the state of Texas, continues daily air service to 22 airports across the state, and preserves thousands of Texas jobs. Not surprisingly, unions representing 70,000 American Airlines, American Eagle, and U.S. Airways employees are applauding the Texas Attorney General's decision to support the merger and to withdraw their participation in the U.S. Department of Justice's lawsuit. The unions said in a joint statement, quote, "Attorney General Abbott clearly recognizes the benefits this transaction will bring to Texas. This combination makes sense for competition, customers, and our members we represent who want nothing more than to compete aggressively. We will continue to make our voices heard," end quote. The Portable Electronic Devices Aviation Rulemaking Committee, or PEDARC, reportedly submitted its consensus report on the use of such devices below 10,000 feet aboard airliners on Monday, a move hailed by the Consumer Electronics Association. The Chicago Tribune reports that sources familiar with the document say it recommends allowing devices such as tablets and e-readers be allowed to stay on at lower altitudes, but larger devices such as laptops and DVD players should continue to be stowed for safety reasons. Cell phone calls would still not be allowed. The CEA said in a news release that it supports the recommendation, but don't get too excited just yet. The ARC's recommendations are solely for the FAA's consideration, and until the FAA issues additional guidance implemented by the airlines, current practices will remain unchanged. And worse still, those furloughs we just talked about, well, that's going to slow down any action by the FAA on this issue. That bomb scare at the Jacksonville airport has resulted in the arrest of two men. One, Manuel Rivera of Rockford, Illinois, appeared to have no connection to the incident but was arrested for, well, resisting arrest. The other suspect, identified as Zelko Kosovic, has been charged with having a fake bomb. NBC News reports he told authorities that the device was actually a luggage scale with two batteries and a microchip. A source told NBC News that Kosovic is, quote, known to counterterrorism officials, end quote. Authorities did remove two suspicious packages, one of which, they said, contained a device of a, quote, unquote, destructive nature, but it was rendered safe. Delta Airlines is equipping its 11,000 pilots with the Microsoft Surface 2 tablet, which will be used initially as an electronic flight bag to reduce heavy, paper-based flight kits containing navigational charts and aircraft operating and reference manuals. Device rollouts to pilots flying the Boeing 757 and 767 fleets will start later this year, and all Delta cockpits are projected to be paperless by the end of 2014. The Surface 2 will run on the Windows RT 8.1 platform and provide flight crews easy access to essential tools and the most up-to-date flight-related resources, including navigational charts, reference documents, and checklists, while saving the airline $13 million per year in fuel and associated costs. When AeroNews continues, help wanted at American. Bombardier's C-Series makes a second flight. And did they or didn't they?
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
Aero News continues now for Thursday, October 3rd. I'm Glenn Moyer. The Help Wanted sign is out at American Airlines, which says it is beginning the process to recruit and hire approximately 1,500 new pilots over the next 5 years, American's largest pilot hiring in more than a decade. American opened the job posting on October 1st, with the first new hire class expected to begin training this winter. American's ability to welcome new pilots is a result of its broad fleet renewal efforts that include taking delivery of new single-aisle Airbus aircraft and a mix of narrow-body and wide-body Boeing aircraft, an expansion of flying to international destinations, projected pilot retirements, and the FAA's new rest and duty time rules that come into effect in 2014. American currently anticipates the need to initially hire approximately 40 to 50 pilots per month through at least summer of 2014, including pilots from American Eagle Airlines and the appropriate balance from external sources. The comprehensive hiring process will include an online assessment evaluating each pilot's skill set, experience, and compatibility with American's brand values, interviews, and a multi-step background check process. Bombardier has confirmed that C-Series Flight Test Vehicle 1 took to the skies again from its home base in Mirabel, Quebec on Tuesday, October 1st. Following the meticulous review of over 14,000 data points from the first flight and upon completion of the aircraft's reconfiguration and software upgrades for this next set of flight tests, Flight Test Vehicle 1 once again reached an altitude of 12,000 feet at speeds of up to 230 knots. This was the second flight for FTV-1 following the maiden flight on September 16th, which marked the start of the CS Series aircraft flight test program, leading up to, of course, its first customer delivery. It was also the first flight test for Pratt & Whitney's new geared turbofan pure power engine as part of an aircraft certification program. A total of five CS-100 flight test vehicles, all of which are currently in various stages of assembly, will join the flight test program in the coming months. A video camera caught two people in black jumpsuits and black helmets walking near the World Trade Center carrying parachutes in the very early morning hours of Monday, leading authorities to believe they had skydived into Lower Manhattan. The blog DNA Info New York reports that it was unclear if the two had base jumped from a nearby building or if they had exited an airplane over the city. But wherever they started, they apparently landed near the Goldman Sachs building. According to the Wall Street Journal, both jumpers appeared to be men. Police Commissioner Raymond Kelly said it's still not known if they left Lower Manhattan by car, on foot, or by public transport. But he said the NYPD is investigating, and the FAA is still determining whether it will join the effort. If you ask me, with the furloughs and reduced resources available to the FAA, seems they probably have bigger fish to fry right now. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks for listening. You're now cleared for departure.